I would like to open God's word this evening to two scriptures. The first one in the Old Testament. The book of Proverbs, chapter 14. And in the JND Bible, it's on page 801. The verse will also appear on the screen. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. And then just another verse, a short verse, in John's Gospel. John's Gospel, chapter 14. John's Gospel, chapter 14, and verse 6. And it's on page 1289. And this is Jesus speaking here. I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father unless by me. If you plan to go on a journey, no doubt, sometimes you pull out a map and you look where your destination is and you look where your starting point is and you look for the best route. You can look on your map and you can see many routes that can take you to your desired destination. And no doubt in years gone by, some people took a compass with them if they were walking or out hiking. Some people no doubt today use a compass as well and a map when they're out exploring or hiking in the country. A map and a compass that point to their destination. Sometimes today, when we go on a journey, when I go on a journey, I use a sat-nav. Listen to the voice, I plumb it into my phone, and it tells me to go left, right, straight on. And sometimes you hear that expression, please make a U-turn. But tonight I want to open God's word, the Bible. And you know, God's word is a map, or you could say a compass, that points us and tells us who to go to or where to find salvation. And it is in a person, it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is who I want to point you to tonight. This is who I want to talk about, the Saviour, Jesus Christ. I want to tell you about the way to heaven. The way to heaven. It's a question many people ask today. How do I get to heaven? How do I find salvation? How can I have peace with God? Well, the Bible, as I say, God's map, from Genesis to Revelation, it tells us that there is an answer. There is an answer to this question found in God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is found completely in Him. Some people may say, well, if I do good works, maybe I can earn my way to heaven. If I go to church every Sunday, as much as possible, maybe I can earn my way to heaven. Or by doing good deeds, giving money to charity, helping the poor, helping the needy, maybe I can work my way to heaven. But you know, the Bible tells us that the way to heaven, the gospel message, is going out as an invitation. It's going out as an invitation that tells us that the work has been done. Jesus has done everything. You just need to come to Him and accept His wonderful offer of salvation. Jesus has done everything. You may ask me, well, what has Jesus done? He came into the world to save sinners, the Bible says. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Wow, what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Saviour we have in Jesus. Now you may say to me, who is the Bible referring to when it says that Jesus came to save sinners? When we hear that term, it's very easy to look over our shoulder. Look over at someone else sitting next to us, a neighbour over the fence, and think Well, surely it's not me. Surely the Bible isn't referring to me as a sinner. Well, the Bible does say that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There's no point looking over your shoulder at somebody else, because, you know, the Bible says quite plainly that we've all sinned. We're all on the same platform. We're all on the same level. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. The Bible tells us, you know, that God created the heavens and the earth, and it was very good. It was very good. He rested on the seventh day, and Adam and Eve, they were in the Garden of Eden, and it tells us they could eat from any tree in the garden. Any tree in the garden they could eat from, apart from the one in the middle. God said, in the day that you eat from it, you will certainly die. And some of you may know the story, but you can read it in the third chapter of Genesis. Just three chapters in to the Bible, God was completely satisfied with what he had created. But Adam and Eve, they were placed in the Garden of Eden. And you know, they sinned against God. Because God said to them, you should not eat from this tree in the middle of the garden. You should not touch it. And the day that you touch it, you will certainly die. And Satan came on the scene. It's the devil. He came on the scene and he said, has God indeed said? And he began to tempt Eve and Adam and Eve. They both listened to the voice of the devil. They sinned against God. They disobeyed God. And from that moment, it tells us that Adam and Eve, they had to leave the presence of God. Why? Because God is a holy God. The Bible tells us this. You can read about different verses in the Psalms and in the scriptures about who God is and how he is righteous, without sin. A God who is a loving, faithful God. And you know, the wonderful gospel message is going out because, yes, man has sinned. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. But the wonderful news is God has provided a saviour in the Lord Jesus Christ. This book, the Bible, this map, this wonderful book, as I say, God's map, points to the answer for salvation. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's why Jesus, he came into this world to save sinners. And yes, I'm afraid, my friend, I have to say to you as well, you are included in that group, sinners. So am I. We've all sinned, fallen short of the glory of God. The Bible says, doesn't it, that by one man sin entered the world. There's a saviour, Jesus. And yes, I want to point you to him tonight. I want you to realise you need Jesus as your saviour. He came into this world to save sinners. We read in the Gospels that Jesus, he went about doing good. He was born into this world. At the age of 33, he began his Father's work, what he was sent here to do by God. And it tells us that he went about doing many wonderful things, feeding the hungry, healing the sick, making the deaf hear, giving speech to the dumb, doing many wonderful works. The Bible says that Jesus did these wonderful, wonderful things. He was marked out as the Son of God in power. Oh yes, Jesus did many wonderful things. Turned the water into wine. Wonderful, wonderful things. He cast out demons from those who were possessed. But it's at the cross where Jesus was heading to save you and save me. It's at the cross that Jesus, he went there. He shed his precious blood. He laid down his life for you and for me. Yes, Jesus, he was one who was without sin. The Bible says there was no deceit or no guile found in his mouth. Holy, righteous, perfect was he. Yes, Jesus knew no sin. He was completely righteous. And he's the one who came into this world to save you, to step into your place, to step into my place, that we might be saved. And on the cross, he laid down his life, shed his blood for us, that our sins can be washed away by his wonderful sacrifice, by his precious blood. We have that hymn in our book, don't we? Precious, precious blood of Jesus. It's a wonderful, wonderful sacrifice we read of. How Jesus, he stepped in to the place of the sinner. Jesus, who was just, who was holy, and he did not deserve to die. There was no room for him in this world. The only place they made room for him was on the cross. And that's where Jesus, he laid down his life for you and for me, that our sins might be washed away. He who knew no sin was made sin for us, the scripture says. Made sin for us. And in the Epistle of Peter it says, the just one died for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Yes, God is sending out the message. And he wants us to be brought to him, to be redeemed, to be saved, brought back to him. You know, as a result of sin, we are separated from God. As because of sin, God is holy, he's righteous. Our sins separate us from the presence of God. But God loves you so much that he wants us to be brought back to him, to enjoy a relationship with God. Adam and Eve, they enjoyed a relationship with God in the garden. It says that God walked with man in the cool of the day. You know, they had fellowship with God. But when sin came in, that was broken. But the gospel goes out because we can be redeemed. We can be brought back to God because Jesus, yes, he died on the cross. He took our punishment, our sins on himself, that we might go free. That is the wonderful, wonderful message of the gospel. The wages of sin is death. You know, that's why death has come in. It said that at the beginning, didn't it? When God said to Adam and Eve, the day that you should eat from that tree, you will certainly die. And so as a result of sin, the wages of what we earn from our sins, we deserve death. We've earned it. And we face that judgment. But that judgment can be removed from us if you come to the Lord Jesus and put your faith and trust in that wonderful Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. That is who we are pointing you to tonight. That's why I read in Proverbs, you know, because it tells us in that scripture what many people think. They think they're on the right way, by doing good works, by, doing many good charitable things or attending church each week. But, you know, the Bible says, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. It may seem right to do these things, but in the end of it all, it ends in death. Just by trying to live a good life, doing good things, you know. The gospel's going out to point you to Jesus. And that's why I read the second scripture in John 14. Because it says here, in Jesus' own words, this is what he actually said. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father, no one comes to God, unless by me. Yes, Jesus is the way. In John 10, it says, Jesus said himself, in his own words again, I am the door. I am the door. You come to Jesus to be saved. Yes, you come to Jesus. And yes, you come to him and accept him as your personal saviour. The Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for you and for me and shed his precious blood, that our sins can be washed away. It says the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse us from all sin. Our sins cannot just be swept under the carpet. No, God has wonderfully and righteously forgiven us. God can forgive us our sins through the precious blood of Jesus, through the work Jesus completed on the cross. Yes, he died on the cross for you and for me. It tells us in the Bible, he bowed his head and he said, it is finished. He said, it is finished. The work that God gave him to do, he completed it. And he died. And it tells us, he was taken down from the cross and placed in a tomb. Placed in a tomb. Stone rolled in front of it. Yes, Jesus, he died. The Bible tells us this. But the reason why I'm speaking to you today about a Saviour, and the reason why I'm speaking to you about the hope we have in the Lord Jesus, is because although Jesus died, he lives again. That is a wonderful hope and a message we are proclaiming to you today. Yes, he is the answer, and I know he's the answer because although he died, he lives again. God has fully been satisfied by the work of Christ. And we know this because, yes, Jesus died. 3 days later, it says God raised him from among the dead. God raised him. That is a wonderful, wonderful hope. That is a wonderful, wonderful message that I want to proclaim to you today. I want to tell you about the fact that we have a Saviour to tell you about. The fact that Jesus, yes, he died. A stone was rolled away on the third day to let the disciples in. And they discovered that the Saviour who they buried was alive. God had raised him. What a hope. And God, now, tonight, through the gospel, is speaking to you. In a fresh appeal that you might come to accept his invitation of grace. To accept his invitation, to call upon the name of the Lord. Because God wants you to be saved. The Bible says, as I said, we've sinned. We face judgment. We face hell as a result of our sins. But God desires for you to be saved. That you may be spared from the coming judgment, that you may realize the wonderful work Jesus has done to rescue you from that judgment, that you may accept him as Lord and Saviour. Where is he now? The Bible tells us that Jesus, after he rose, he appeared to his disciples, then he appeared to over 500 of his followers and disciples. And then he ascended into the heavens. And now Jesus is at the right hand of God. And now Jesus is ascended. And he is at the right hand of God. A Saviour who died, but who lives again. And he came into this world because he loved you. And you can know the love of God tonight afresh by calling upon the name of the Lord, and he will save you. How do you receive the invitation? By calling on the name of the Lord. By putting your faith and trust in Jesus. By repenting of your sin. Yes, Jesus is a wonderful Saviour who is able to redeem you by his precious blood and give you peace with God Our sins can be washed away. We have a hope centered, fixed in the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful message the gospel is. A message that stands when everything else in the world at the moment is falling apart, crumbling. Our hopes are shattered, our dreams are shattered, you could say. But what remains strong throughout all these things is the gospel that never changes. The person never changes. It says that the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel is centered in him. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, Jesus